Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
Sometimes you get a band teacher or a history teacher. And they're usually okay.
Yeah. Jessica, the music is playing for Gapapa 323.
I'm sorry, Tim talked on the way out last time. Why can't I talk on the way in?
Yeah.
These like are cinnamon gup. I'm eating them again. Fudge.
That's what you get.
I feel like if not PE, history.
At least the history
continue ones their conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just don't. They don't pay you no mind.
Nope. You can cut it out and/or play the music again.
Nah, they're, that's not the brand.
We're talking about principals, like at a school.
PALs.
Yeah.
That's right. Make it louder so we stop talking.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm fine. Sorry I was so quiet. I was just listening to my own stomach.
You were not quiet.
Ooh, you came in hot there.
Woohoo!
Damn.
Hot and vibrant.
Would you like some cinnamon jelly beans?
No.
Don't
wait.
Tease him, Jim.
I can't blame
you.
For what?
Your hungry tummy.
No.
No. Well, for those of us at the table that are teachers, which is a shocking amount of us, it's summer!
Whoop. And by shocking, he means a majority.
Yeah.
3 out of 5.
I feel like that's a lot for an actual play podcast to have most of the people on it be teachers.
Yeah.
You need to run an episode where we're all teachers.
I'm not like a legit teacher, but I got certified today to teach certain things.
You do teach things sometimes.
That's right.
Ben, do you teach things sometimes?
I do proctor a level 300 class on letting glue dry on your fingertips so you can peel it off.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting to see what the nonsense was.
And that's what's really important in the world, you know? Mm-hmm. He's teaching the really important subjects.
They don't do that anymore.
Teach that?
No, the kids don't do it.
Oh,
well, I've seen it. Not this
year. The 100 level class is doing it secretly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
part of it. I think they still do it.
Do you give the kids glue on a regular basis?
I have glue sitting in my room.
Like soupy glue or like glue sticks? It doesn't work as well with glue sticks.
It's true. I have
glue.
Yeah, soupy glue.
Yeah.
I mean regular glue.
Well, yeah, I know what he means. I've just
never heard it called soupy glue?
No, just white glue or Elmer's glue or...
Oh, I don't like to subscribe to brand names.
Does anyone want
to
hear it?
Yes.
Okay. When I was in, I think, kindergarten, I would go underneath the desk and like really surreptitiously put like apply Elmer's glue to my fingertips just to let it harden because I thought it felt cool. And then someone caught me doing it like an adult and they were like, "What are you doing under there?" And in an effort for my child brain to be like, "Oh shit, maybe I have done an enormous taboo by putting glue on my fingertips," all up in that entire glue bottle and was like, cleared it, nailed it. Oof. Nothing wrong here.
Wait, were you talking through that pause or
yeah, froze?
I was like, did Ben freeze or is he playing us right now? He may have been faking it.
I was like, I don't want to break the pause and no one else does either. But no, you just cut out for a second.
You want to hear my story?
But it does feel cool when you peel it off, frozen? Though.
Mm-mm. Okay. No, you're fine now.
Wait, are you frozen?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not Elsa.
It's going to get hot this week.
Good thing we got box of stuff to help cool us down. Not really, but I just wanted to segue into the box
of
stuff that we got.
Came to P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861.
Yeah, that one.
It's from Iron Maze, and there's a card in here. Oh, Tim, what does the card say? Great question. Here it is. Hey, everyone. It's been a hot minute since I sent anything, so I figured I'd send some treats your way. Tony's Chocolate is one of my favorite brands, and they make some fantastic bars with all sorts of good add-ins. However, Tim had to go running his mouth about plain chocolate, so that's all I'm sending.
Yes!
I also included, which means it cannot be included, I'll take it, bottles of Maine maple syrup from a sugar house I really like.
Wait. Did he write that that means it can't be included?
Yes. It's
I thought that was Tim.
I thought you added it. No,
it was in parentheses. Max is a smart man. Some bottles of Maine maple syrup from a sugar house I really like. There is a bottle for Dan and Danny to share, as well as one for Tim, Jess, Ben, and Shaper. Hope you all enjoy.
Hey, thank you. Sweet deal.
Thanks
for the chocolate.
Thanks, guy.
And I got really excited. I already got into this box, and I opened one of the chocolate bars, and I was excited because it was dark chocolate. And then I had a pip of it, and then I put it in my mouth, and I chewed it, and I was like, there's nothing.
Stop eating it if you don't like it.
But it's in front of me.
Give me the dark chocolate, Tim.
He sat down and he's like, I want to eat it out of spite. And then he was like, just sitting there, he looks so dejected and sad.
Yo, that's a lot of Tony's chocolate.
Right? There's so
much. What flavors we have?
Who is that?
They're all plain, he said.
Yeah. Plain and plain.
Well, dark chocolate's not plain. It's dark chocolate. It's different.
I want some of that.
And then for the maple syrup, there's... It's from Cobb's Hill House. This one's called Hitch. Two great flavors, one happy marriage. Bourbon barrel aged and vanilla bean maple syrup.
What?
And vanilla bean?
It looks, yeah. It's like a little flask of it. That's like gorgeous.
I wish coffee, and it has a leprechaun on it. Coffee flavored bourbon barrel aged maple. You know, that sounds fucking
I'm perfect. Assuming that one's for us. Hitched one.
Oh, it's got a leprechaun on it.
I love that Tony's Chocolonies never does like square pieces.
Yeah.
They're always like...
Tipsy
weird shaped
bourbon barrel maple syrup.
Bourbon.
And then
they're in glass too.
Maple bean vanilla fused maple syrup.
Blah, 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 blah.
Where do you think they grow the bourbon barrels?
Kentucky.
In the bourbon field. Yep.
Good answer.
In the bourbon panhandle.
Yeah, all Kentucky. Bourbon barrels are grown in Kentucky, but not all barrels are bourbon Kentucky.
I think the barrels grow underground the way potatoes do.
Yeah.
And then the plant itself.
Oh, it reminds them.
Is, yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you mine potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Is that literally a thing? You dig up potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just say, do you mine potatoes?
Yeah.
Like Bitcoin.
Oh, that was.
I heard Ben.
It was very unexpected.
Yep, that's twice today. He really hit my funny bone already.
Here's a voicemail.
That's probably why my stream crashed earlier, is because I was busy farming them sweet potato bucks online.
Potato coin is very good. Here's a voicemail. It's 603-803-3235.
Hi, this is Dan the Lesser. I'm calling with a topic that would be germane for Warhammer. Ears, ears, and skulls, but I don't think I'm ever going to see it. I think it's gone the way of the showdown of Elite Eight. So I'm just going to say this. Slotted bases, you guys didn't talk about them. They are the be-all and end-all for my cavalry, and trying to glue a horse onto a non-slotted base is an effort and futility that even I'm not up for. Slotted bases, use them.
Yep.
Steal them from your Bretonian friend.
Yeah.
That's all. Yep. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Why did I feel like I needed to talk to him?
But thanks, Dan.
Dan's actually, our Dan, not X-Pax's Dan, is actually very much not allowed to talk about horses and slots at the same time.
Yep.
Wow. I posted one TikTok.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
That was
once was enough.
It was a Discord request.
It doesn't matter what Discord requests of you. TikTok has standards.
We've had that TikTok for 6 years, and that video that you posted about horses and their slots is the only warning and the only video that's ever been taken down off of any of our social media.
It went back up.
It did.
And it was nothing about slots. It was about horses and Pathfinder 2.
The music made the slots implied.
Yep. I just wanted to
know. Is it 70s disco porn?
Yes. That's exactly what it was.
Like,
yes.
It was just like chill music.
Yeah. Yeah. Chill.
Super chill.
Chill music.
I don't understand.
It was like that. What's that? The bow, 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 bow. Right on it, my pony. That was the song.
Okay. If you say so. It was just a song that was on TikTok because I didn't really know what I was doing and I wanted to add some kind of music. And it was on there and I was like, oh, it's like chill, whatever. And then.
Wrong one.
It was a picture of the page of the monster manual.
Too sexualized.
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
You crazy.
Things I tried to do.
It was weird that your TikTok video started out with the spoiler before every Girls Gone Wild video.
Oh, that would have been
where it like spirals onto the screen. It's like, warning, you are about to see girls going wild.
Oh, man. Working. I miss those commercials for that. Like, yeah. And I know as like a feminist, that's really terrible for me to say. That's just
channels at 1:30 a.m., baby.
Right. That's just like purely exploitative, but
it was such good marketing though.
I miss like late 90s, early aughts, or early like 2000s, you know, like that kind of, and like MTV Spring Break, TRL. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I miss the days of like mass targeted like titillation.
Yeah. You know,
before the current era of like those hyper targeted internet ads to like feed me hot gopher play. It was just a more innocent time.
Yeah, I don't want a specifically targeted algorithm. I want a blanket algorithm.
Reality TV before reality TV.
Yes.
I want to know that there are no fewer than 30 hot singles in my area doing the exact same thing I'm doing right now.
Yep. Or Miss Cleo can read your...
Oh, Miss Cleo.
Yeah. Yep. Call now. 603-803-3235.
Well done.
Thanks.
Let
Tim,
us know.
Tim has a lollipop. That's why he's quiet tonight.
Yep.
Let us know
your... I feel like there's a market for, like, palm reading, but for not your palms, but for other things.
Hmm.
Like?
I feel like there's something there.
I mean...
Your tongue.
I'm highly judgmental. I can tell a lot
maybe
about
maybe the reading
person.
Is done with their tongue.
Show me your tongue.
Oh.
I'll say a lot about you.
Show me your ankles. Thank you, everybody. It's going to patreon.com/professionalcasual. Got it that time. Ba-bing. We appreciate everyone that's gone over there, especially our King Ding Doppeldongers and our professional cake sitters. Reminder, new perk of the professional cake sitter tier is that once a month you get the network will pay for
King Ding Doppeldonger tier, not professional cake sitter.
Oh, I said the wrong one, didn't I? King Ding Doppeldongers can get one session a month paid for to join a game with me over at startplaying.games. At time of recording and release, it's going to be summertime. I'm running extra stuff, trying out some cool new things. I love one thing that Start Playing does is they will, like, as a GM, I can like apply to check out like new games, and they give us like the PDFs. And I'm running some Pirate Borg coming up. At time of recording, we're playing it tomorrow for the first time, which is really exciting. This one even included the Foundry module, which was
dope.
So Lindsay was at Origins this past week, and I know I sent you guys a message about this already.
Yeah.
But there's a new RPG where you play all of the officers of an HOA, and you spy on each other, and you connive, and you like try to get things over on one another. And it sounds so cool.
That sounds ridiculous.
So cool.
Sounds right up Tim's alley.
Oh my God. Yeah. I would love to just be a
troll
waspy.
Everybody.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Dan, I heard a rumor that every fifth or so game that you run, you just go full Jigsaw. Is that true?
Would you like to play a game?
Yeah. Dan's in high demand too. Like some person just like messaged him and was like, hey, you want to run this game for me and my friends once a month?
Yeah.
And you were like, okay, cool. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
He's a mercenary for hire.
That's what's up.
Dan, have you run games before that weren't then immediately podcasts? Because that's a really different energy to bring to a situation. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'm way nicer in those games than this one.
Yeah, incentive structure to these.
The guys in the Sunday game talk about it all the time, how it's like, man, I feel like you would never let them get away with this, Uncle Pop. But I'm like, nope. But this is more for fun. This is for fun, too. But like, I don't know. Yeah. It's different. And it's like they, you know, that we've been Skaven and Lustria for a little while, and it's just ridiculous all the time. Though the last time we played one of them, X-Pax's character, he was Mikey Fast, and then got mutated to be corpulent. So then they were Mikey Fat, and they have to build a raft to try to cross some water to go to an island. And it's like the third time they've done this.
We know how hard that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Yep.
And they didn't have an engineer this time. They did the first time. And they were trying to, like, row. And Dan just kept using, just kept beseeching the Dark Gods to make it possible. And then he ended up mutating to the point where, like, he was beyond his threshold of mutations and, like, turned into a spawn. So he said he just kind of dissolved into this, like, Skaven-y algae in the water.
Like,
but not before he pushed the raft all the way.
Well, at least he was a helping hand till the end.
Yep.
Helping paw.
Oh. Can you give me a pip of that dark chocolate?
I did like dark Mikey Fast.
Dark.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm going to put, some syrup on it.
Yes.
I love it.
Then it'll be chocolate with stuff in it.
Just catch it, Tim. Don't get it on my mouse or anything, please, because that's going to be a mess.
Stop. I'm always so clean.
Okay.
Would you like a piece of foil or just a piece of paper?
Nah.
Oh, man.
Nah.
You should just, like,
I'm gonna pour
the chocolate in your mouth and then put the syrup in your mouth.
I could do that, or I could pour a bunch of syrup into this little tiny cap and then use it as, like, a dip cup.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure that will work.
You know when you put the cap back on, it's going to, like,
it's going to get syrup
everywhere. I just won't put the cap back on then.
Ever.
Oh, you'll just drink it.
It's going to be like Buddy the Elf.
Okay, real quick. Thank you, X-Paxis, Iron Maze, Tau, Enmity, Bangarang, the Scanner Man, and Kilt the Sparky for our King Ding Doppeldongers. Make sure I get it right this time. Adagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilt. No, I already said.
No, don't do it.
Quacku.
Don't.
Oh, no. What are you doing?
He's drinking it.
He's like waterfalling it into his own mouth.
Why, so isn't far that away.
That's so much. Don't choke, please.
You could so easily have asked someone next to you to do that.
It would have been less fun, Ben.
From his mouth.
Yeah.
He's so far away.
I only spilled one drop on my shirt.
I see that.
That maple syrup's real good.
This is the most lucky. This is the most lucky thing I think he's ever done.
That was fantastic. I hope I was in frame for that.
Mostly.
Mostly.
Which flavor was that?
That was the vanilla.
Oh, okay.
That's really good.
I kind of want to try it now.
Oh my god.
That's insanely good. That's great, even.
Where'd I leave off? Quacku, random.
You don't even need jumper stuff in the inside of it.
Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Chris D, Cordix, Dravix, Cottonmouth, and Tony M. Don't talk over the patrons' names.
Well, they should send more maple syrup. Iron Maze, I won't interrupt because that was fantastic.
Oh, man, that means he's going to eat more of the chocolate now.
No, it's
so
all
much chocolate.
It's all over here.
Yeah.
He'll have to ask me very nicely anytime he wants.
I bet I could eat a cinnamon jelly bean with that maple syrup and it would taste good.
It would be like a fireball.
Oh, that would be sweet.
With the bourbon one?
Mm-hmm.
I ate them all. There are none left.
No, there's two right there.
Yeah. I've been sitting like on the table randomly.
Yeah, but maple syrup on it, though.
Tim, you should try maple syrup with a black.
I'll do it.
No.
I can't wait. He thought about it for that long.
Don't pretend like I won't.
I know. That's why he suggested it. You're the only one that's tried those black things.
What is a black?
It's caffeinated gum.
Oh, is this the caffeinated gum from Japan?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
So I did see a TikTok.
What? No, he's even higher this time.
Tony's. You're out of frame. You're out of frame.
And I think that they do the shape on purpose, but I don't know why.
Because that's how the mold is made.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. No. It's going to go up your nose.
Just unhinge your jaw like a python.
It's going for your nose. Too far north.
He got it. You gotta watch the video for that one. How is it with the black? Terrible.
I think you can put this on fucking anything.
The syrup's good. The black's not.
We had this chocolate peanut butter cake at school yesterday for the last day, and the peanut butter frosting is so good. It's homemade. I literally told the woman who made it, I was like, there's a dead rat in our superintendent's office and they can't find it. Our school got reported to the Department of Health because of the rat issue finally.
Wow.
But I was like, literally, you could put this frosting on the dead rat that they can't find in her office and I would still eat it.
Oh,
no, you wouldn't. That's gross.
It's hyperbole. I think she'd think about it.
Say that if you put it out, the dead rat would actually come scampering for it.
The dead rat would resurrect.
And that's how you find it.
Yeah, the smell is so bad, the superintendent had to move her office to the boardroom.
Wow.
Yeah. They just can't find the rat.
That's something.
It's weird.
Dude, I haven't eaten oatmeal in a while. I'm going to eat so much fucking oatmeal with this maple syrup now.
Ooh.
That's really good maple syrup.
I'm excited.
You know who else hasn't had oatmeal in a while?
Us.
Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was talking. He said you wanted
to. He didn't have oatmeal for breakfast?
Some more questions for Jana. As you cut yourself off with the music last time.
Yeah. And do I remember what I was going to ask? Absolutely. I wanted to know about her, relationship with Elvira. Eva. It is Eva?
Yes. I was confirming for you.
You guys seem really close. How'd you guys meet? Did you meet like at a party or did you go like, were you crocheting together or something?
She said, actually, it was a bit of a party. It was the guild threw essentially a graduation party for me here. And that's when I met Eva.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was a nice time.
Oh, that's cool.
And I've been a regular since.
Oh, you guys just seem so close. I don't know. Do you play bingo or stuff together?
No, we mostly just talk. I see her as a bit of a mother figure.
Aw, I could see that.
I think she might see me as a daughter of some kind.
That's kind of, that's nice.
It is.
Are your parents around?
No.
Oh, are they dead?
Likely.
Okay.
No, I was born in Nordland, in Salzenmund, and they sent me here when I was very little, once the strange magic things started happening.
Yeah. After you turned your cat orange.
Yes.
Huh. Well, that's cool. Not cool that, like, you haven't seen your folks or whatever, or that they're likely dead, but I think Eva's pretty dope.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
That's all I got.
He had so many questions.
Just the one. I guess you had follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Wasn't just one.
That was like three questions.
Anybody else want to do anything at the Red Moon while we're here for breakfast?
No.
Leave.
So you know...
Yeah, checking that.
You were invited to the dinner party at Palace at 7 p.m.
Yes.
And you know it has something to do with the Altdorf contingent here with the second High Capitular.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, you know, probably 9 or 10 hours to kill before then.
That's too long. That's a lot of time to kill.
Too long.
That's like three excursions. Are you kidding me?
It's a lot of time to get into trouble.
Yeah.
Our endeavors. I don't remember what they're called.
Yeah, endeavors.
Endeavors. A lot of time to seed another quest.
Do it. You won't.
No, you're right. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Adrian.
Well, I don't know. What do you got going on the rest of the day, Jana? We got nowhere to be till like 7 tonight, and then we got to go to like some dinner or something.
Oh, yes. I heard about that. You're attending?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why are you?
No.
Oh.
I'd love to hear all about it.
Oh, like after it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. I was like, I don't know much more. I think we're meeting there and there's high capitulars and Oh, the Graf did ask us. Maybe you were there. Were you there? When he was like...
I think she went home.
Oh, that's probably... Oh, yeah, because I walked you... But I couldn't remember if I walked you home after that or before.
She didn't go to the palace.
Oh, yeah. So I guess there's like two high capandlers and that's bad. So the Graf was like, what should I do? And Mina was like, kill them both. And then... We decided.
That does sound on brands, yeah.
It sounds more like me than you, truth be told.
That is
true. I think he's doing an impression of you. He's just stomping around.
And then she was like, then I'll smash his skull, Mina Fisher. And then we were like, well, maybe just like ask him to leave nicely. And she was like, I guess that's fine. And that was pretty much it. So I think he's going to like be like, hey, you get out of here, capitular. Don't need two of yous.
Wait, who's going to say this?
The Graf, I think.
Oh.
There's like
this is very adiplomatic.
Is adiplomatic regular diplomatic? Or does that mean it's not diplomatic?
Not.
Oh. Well, I think it's like he's waiting like a customary 7 days or something. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this, actually. Not specifically to you, but like out loud in a place here.
We are walking down the street.
Oh, that's true. Wow, look at this street.
I may have also just made up the word adiplomatic. I'm not sure.
You made it up.
It works, though.
It does.
Worse grammatical mistakes have been made on this show, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the time.
Like what?
Don't worry about it. Well, I think I need to get back to the guild. I need to re-prepare my trip to Altdorf, since obviously it didn't happen. And I would love to hear about this dinner tomorrow.
No, the dinner's today.
I'd love to hear about it from you tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could probably do that.
Very good.
Because you're not leaving today. You're leaving tomorrow.
I'm not sure when I'm leaving. Probably quite soon, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Tim waves. Look, Jerry waves. All right, I think it's back to just the four of you then. Walking down the street. Where are we going? What are we doing? Just want to like take a nap until the time, or you want to do something?
I miss.
I have something that I'll regret saying. You did tell to me via the sergeant at arms, a marshal, some Schutzman. He mentioned that I had to talk to Admiral Nosepicker about getting my city cannon off the ground.
Oh yeah, because he's like and the I'm, professor.
I'm already upset that I reminded you about it.
You know. I did pick up a new nose picker. Maybe that
could, you did.
Maybe that could be like a you know
smooth negotiation.
Yeah.
Where was that?
It was in somebody's
nose
kit of their toiletry stuff. I definitely wrote it down somewhere.
Yes, I remember that. We
I got that and something else.
Somewhere in one of the burn villages?
I don't know.
Oh, I cannot remember. I definitely remember that being a thing.
Where was it? I think it was in the dwarf place, Rat Village.
Who had nose picks?
Not Carrick's Gig.
Yeah, I think it was in Carrick's Gig.
Well, didn't we like go through a barracks or something?
In Carrick's Gig?
No.
I don't know.
I definitely wrote this down. I don't know where it is.
Did you maybe get it at the picket?
Maybe I got it at the picket.
Oh! At the picket.
Get it?
The picket. Of course.
The picket.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It was hiding in plain sight the whole time.
Ben, do you remember the name of the guy you gotta go talk to?
Admiral Nosepicker.
No.
Colonel Nosepicker.
In the library.
No, he's got a second vessel now, so it's Admiral. I learned that from the Battlestar Galactica.
I like how it's the Battlestar Galactica.
Mm-hmm.
There is. The real question, Dan, is do you remember the voice you gave him?
Yeah, that's why I purposely... Well, it worked out.
Damn it.
It worked out that he's like the professor of like mathematics and stuff, but... So it kind of makes sense. Dr. Copernic. thought he had a picture and stuff, but I guess not. He is tutor in astronomy and mathematics at the Collegium Theologica. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense to go talk to this guy. Is everybody going to go speak with
Dr. Oh, hell no. I'm going to leave them like a rash.
Who is Isidore Kopernik? I forgot his first name.
Yeah, so I do not need to do like the academics. I'm wondering if maybe I should meet with the high capitulars in advance of the dinner, or maybe that would not be good for the Graf's plan.
You're kind of a member of the church, so it wouldn't right. be like weird.
And I have been living here for a while, you know, in Middenheim.
Been here for what, like a month? But you know, counting your excursions.
It feels like a lifetime. But yeah, I would like to go and at least introduce myself to the High Capitulars and let them know that there will be a friendly face at the dinner tonight, and I will smile and show my missing teeth.
Nice. I can't remember if Green Warden was with the party yet when you talked with Kopernik.
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, I think she would have killed him on the spot.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited for
this. Mm-mm. She doesn't know this NPC at all.
She's not going. She's going for the green.
Well, Jess is going to experience.
Oh, Jess is, yeah.
Oh, I remember this guy's voice now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I feel like I remember saying, like, oh, I'm so sad. I probably never get to play this guy again. So I shoehorned it in.
Way to go.
I mean, you know, we don't. I was going to say we don't have to role play this scene, but now I'm ready.
Why wondering it, Dan?
Why did you hype it and then say we're not going
to
do it?
I didn't say we don't. I didn't say we don't have. We weren't going to. I said we don't have to if Ben really didn't want to. But you go back to this guy's office?
No, Webby doesn't want to.
Oh, right. That's very different.
Yeah, she'll go back to his office.
He opens the door and he says, oh, hey, it's you again. How are you doing?
Yeah, oh, better than you sound. How's it going?
Oh, not so bad. But yeah, what, okay. Can I help you with something?
I like how it has to have a head motion. He can't stop.
You gotta do the shaking.
He's a bobblehead.
Look, I don't like you, and you don't like me.
Well, that seems rather rude.
We have mutual, let's just lay it out there. We have mutual undying hatred for each other, okay? We're meeting on common ground.
I don't think I've ever expressed that.
Well, okay, we'll average out to mutual hatred then. But the point is...
Why? Come here and tell me this. Wow.
It's not that I hate you, it's... Well, it's not important. The important thing is, I have a proposition for you of a mathematical intrigue.
Oh, I like mathematics. And astronomy. That's my specialty.
I'm sure you do.
I've got class in half an hour, actually.
Well, I don't care. But, so, you may be familiar with the telescope. Are you familiar with the telescope? You look from things far away, but they come to your eyes?
Well, yeah. I'm not a simpleton.
Good. You're already halfway there. So, I have crafted a proposal to basically do that. But sort of the opposite, where we just fire things into space from where we are.
I feel like the opposite of a telescope would be something looking at you.
I think Webby's going to actually turn around and like
take a moment,
bury his head in his hands, just give himself a little bit of time.
What do you mean fire something into space? You can't put things in space. It's really far away.
Yeah. So that's what common people think. But scholars like us, we know better.
I'm just a tutor.
As long as you have the math to back it up, anything is possible, right? And I have with me plans that were gleaned from an organization that was willing to do just that. And very nearly did, except for some technical and... magical malfeasance on the part of me and my compatriots. The point is...
They had something in space. Look at them.
Yeah, sure. So I want to bring this to the Graf, and I want to have the college's stamp of approval on it.
The Graf? My goodness.
I know. I'm rubbing elbows with all the hot shots, except for you. But that's okay. You can hitch your wagon to my star and probably get yourself accolades to, I don't know, get some, like, nose clipper slash nose picker slash toe clippers, you know?
What does this have to do with nose picks? Have I shown you my collection?
Yeah, believe me, you've shown me your collection.
I got a nice 18th century silver set just the other day.
I don't want that in my brain. I don't want that knowledge. I want us to go backward from where we currently are, causally speaking.
It was a design that was patented rather quickly, but then abandoned because people realized it would sever some important nerves and people couldn't smile no more. So don't actually use them. They're for display only.
Look, this is a cooperative effort. I'm actually going to accede that you can go ahead and talk to me about nose clippers for no fewer than 3 full minutes, and I will not react.
Nose picks.
Yeah. Nose lancers.
You don't clip your nose.
Good. Keep going. 2.5 more minutes.
That was a fast 30 seconds.
Yeah, wasn't it? It feels like it was an hour in here, honestly.
So what is it exactly you want me to do? You got plans you want me to look over and say the college supports this cockamamie idea you got of having things in space look at us?
That's exactly right. And I'll unfurl the lesser of the plans that I got from Carrick Skig. Just the frame of the actual cannon. None of the actual, like, working parts or the fuel line or anything like that. Just the very frame of it, so that this idiot will see it as a big telescope, but in reverse. And I'm guessing that will be good enough.
Oh, wow. I'll have to take some time to go over these figures. Like I said, I've got class in a few minutes, so I can't do it right now. But maybe if you come back tomorrow...
An additional day talking to you. Sounds like magic.
Don't be silly. Magic ain't real.
No, okay. Wow. I don't even know where to start with this.
It's dumb and impossible.
It's real. It's just stupid.
I thought I could get on Webby's good side with that. Oh, well, these look real interesting. This is a strange hand it was written by, I feel like.
You're going to want to go ahead and give a grain of salt for the penmanship. These people were not classically trained in anything.
Yeah, it looks like it was scratched on the paper.
Here's the thing. I have firsthand experience that this actually did work.
Interesting.
But you can imagine how much better it can be made with someone with the appropriate penmanship and nose care regimen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can do that. Nose care
regimen.
Thank you very much, doctor.
Yep, and I'm leaving just as fast as I can.
Just speed walk out of there. Goodbye, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, over the past 30 seconds, I've been like slowly leaving and like just barely holding the door open and waiting for him to give the okay and then just slamming it.
And you just hear, oh, wow.
Why did you visit this man? I lost all track of purpose.
Why?
That's how he works. That's what he does.
I love this
It's
guy.
A good, you did a good job. I am totally, absolutely confused and baffled as to why Webby was there. Glad I wasn't.
Well, it wasn't because I wanted to be. Clearly.
All right, Mina wants to go to, I assume, the Temple of Sigmar.
Yes. Wherever the High Capitulars would be, that is where I'm going.
So you can talk with a priest there. You know, good afternoon.
Hello. I would like to make my acquaintance and introduce myself to the High Capitulars in residence, please. My name is Mina of the Kingfisher, at your service.
Oh, I'm sorry, they're not accepting audiences at the moment.
Oh, no, like, they would be my audience.
Nice.
I will talk to them.
Yeah, they're currently not available to talk.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yes.
May I leave a message?
Yeah.
Is that
I can do that.
An appropriate thing that is done? I do not know. Would you take this down, or should I I have not been reading and writing for very long, and I'm afraid my penmanship is quite
bad. Oh, you wanted to actually write a note?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, let me grab my things.
Okay. Thank you so much.
He'll, like, lead you back to an office, and you can dictate a note to him.
Okay. I would like to say, greetings, High Capitulars. It is me, Mina the Kingfisher, here to greet you and welcome you to Middenheim. I wish you to know that you will have a friendly Sigmarite face at the dinner. I have much to speak to you about with my time here in Middenheim as a Sigmarite. Wishing you well, with all the blessings of the Twin-Tailed Comet, Mina the Kingfisher.
Very good.
P.S. Right back.
Do you like me? Checkbox yes, checkbox no.
I almost said, leave a message after the beep.
Beep.
Okay, so he'll take a note down for you, and he says, I will get to them as soon as possible. It might not be until tomorrow. They are scheduled quite busy tonight.
Yes, I will be at the same thing they are scheduled for.
You will?
I will be at the dinner as well.
Who are you again?
I am Mina the Kingfisher. I am the Graf's champion.
Oh my goodness, I didn't realize.
Yeah, you know.
You're dressed not in a way I would expect for the Graf's champion.
Right, I was trying to be like, you know, one of the people today.
Oh, right, you're not wearing your full getup, right? Right,
yeah. Yes.
Oh, I thought you were just
I know, with this hat on, nobody recognizes me. They have no idea it's me. Yeah.
I'll make sure they get this note before the meal then.
Thank you.
I cannot guarantee they can talk to you before then. They are deep in prayer currently.
That is completely fine. I just want them to rest assured with all the tensions happening that I will be there in attendance with them in solidarity. You know?
The church thanks you very much. You're in a very unique position as a Sigmarite and also the Graf's champion.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I ask myself, how did I get in this position? I can't really remember, but here I am.
Webby remembers.
It's all kind of a haze.
So good.
So anyway, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you. You as well. What are Green Warden Jerry doing? I'm assuming different things, but...
Hanging out, getting to know each other, coloring in a book.
That means he's following me.
Coloring in a book.
Yeah.
He really got bad with that one. Coloring in a book.
Do you like coloring?
No.
Oh, you're more like ink and stencils, or?
I don't have time to color in books.
Why not?
Usually walking.
You're doing nothing right now.
No, I'm walking and you're following and you're coloring while walking.
I'm coloring while... I just figured if I can do it, you probably could too. But maybe I overestimated your coloring ability.
Or I don't want to, or I'm looking for enemies, or why am I...
You do stuff you don't want to do all the time.
Yes, like talk to you.
Exactly. So why don't you just try coloring a little?
No.
Try coloring. What? It's so bad about
I'm looking for the greenest place in this damn city.
And there's a list. I can draw the greenest place in the city. It could be like a little sunshine, a little brook on the side, and then like some little grass, the grassy boys. And I could draw you, and I could draw me and Mina, and that's everybody.
You forgot somebody very important.
Oh, Griggs! Of course Griggs is there.
That's actually what I was thinking.
Oh, and Bors! I wonder what Bors is up to.
Aww.
I wonder if he's drinking a beer and at the same time I'm sipping some broth. He's like, I bet Jerry's out there sipping something right now. Because I think that when I'm sipping something.
Sure, let's go find Bors.
Okay, lead the way.
I don't know where he is.
Oh, he's probably back at that place we found him.
go.
Okay, I'll lead the way. Let's go.
I go the opposite way.
Of course.
I'm coloring, so I don't notice.
I'm coloring. Wow. Okay, so you go back to that original, like, Renald Tavern.
The one I left all that money at.
You did leave a lot of money there. When you go in, the proprietor is like, hey, you're back.
Hey, how are you?
Quite well.
How have things been?
Good, especially since your generous donation.
I'm glad to hear that. I mean, a tithe, it's a tithe, you know?
Still.
Yeah. But how has things been since all the refugees have been here?
Difficult. Not bad.
Okay. Difficult.
Just very, very busy.
Yeah.
Which is good in a way.
Is there anything I can help with? I don't know how long I'll be in the city, but if there's something I can help with now, I'd be happy to.
The biggest issues with the refugees right now is housing of any kind. As far as I'm aware, all the inns, things are full all over the place. The temples and chapels of Shalia are literally overflowing. There's just too much people, not enough city.
That is a problem.
This much city, this much people.
Well, my friend and I, Green Warden, have been coloring pictures today. Maybe you could take some of the pictures and they could hang them up in some of the places that they are, and it would make it feel more like it's a home.
Well, we could do that.
Okay. Do you want to color with me?
He's like, I'm a bit busy at the moment, but...
Okay. Do you like coloring, though?
Coloring what?
Coloring paper.
No.
Oh.
I mean, I haven't done that before.
Do you... Oh, I mean, have you tried it? You can try a little color, you know?
I can try, I guess. What is it?
Okay, so I'll put down a piece of paper in front of him, and then, you know, just some of the wet sticks I got. And... So,
what is he coloring with, right? Wet mud sticks, I guess.
Never bought crayons or anything like that. I'm not going to cheat. So, I'll just kind of show him, you know? So you could
have like a piece of charcoal from a fire.
Yeah. Oh, there. I got chalk from them candles and voodoo dolls and stuff I had.
Oh, my God.
So, chalk,
either of those things.
You just, you kind of like, okay, so like, you see, he's like a piece of paper, right? And then I'll draw like a little house right here. And, you know, it's white because the chalk's white. And then I'll draw a nice little sun. And then I'm going to put some cool sunglasses on them. And a smiley face. And this is me. And this is my friend Boris.
I love how much Tim is pantomiming this on the keyboard of the computer.
And this is you.
That's character sheet.
This is the piece of paper that you're going to draw on. And this is the piece of paper that I'm going to draw on. And this is my Doug Griggs. Isn't that nice?
Well, I've never drawn before. I don't know how to do it.
Okay, so here. And I'm just going to, like, Patrick Swayze ghost him.
And I'm gonna get behind him. Give me a challenge, average charm test.
Get behind the bar.
Boom! That's a bunch. Charm. That is 4 success level. Average. 6 success level.
So you should be asking a question prior to checking the charm result?
Does he find me attractive?
I said no, he doesn't.
Oh.
You were rolling it.
So just 6 success
levels. Just 6 success levels. Mm-hmm. He actually really likes this, and he seems to be like a natural.
You're a natural!
He starts like doing like sketching out the bar scene.
Oh my gosh, you're really good at this.
He's like, I like this.
This is something maybe you could teach some of the refugees. It'll occupy their time and it'll let them put kind of like it can help them bring their home to here. So it makes them a little bit, you know, more comfortable.
That's actually a great idea.
Awesome.
Let me tell you what.
What?
If you're not full up on resolve, give yourself some resolve.
I'm full on resolve.
Dang it.
I've been helping refugees left and right.
That's true. I know it's actually been a little while since we've had some combats like where you've needed, you know, your entire straits enough to like use resolve to get rid of conditions and whatnot.
Well, if you need anything, I know you probably can't get a message to the palace, but that's where I am most of the time. But if there's anything else I can help with, just let me know. I'm happy to help.
All right, thank you.
And then I'll leave. I have an opal. I'm just going to leave that in the bowl.
An opal?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
I don't remember, but it's on my character sheet.
I have no idea.
Best not to ask questions about these.
One big tincture, two small tinctures, two opals, two 22 gold, 11 silver disguise kit, and 12 mandrake. That must have been when I was getting, I don't know.
Is there a reason you're not giving the collection plate actual currency and instead giving them weird gems?
I don't know what else I would do for it with it. So, if there's someone that knows how to fence stuff or sell it or trade it for a bunch of, you know, coloring books, it's probably this guy.
Coloring books? I feel like that's a very Bruno thing.
Coloring books or opals?
Coloring books. Yeah, remember where he bought that, like, picture book of Sigmar Tales? Before he could read?
Yeah. You got to learn somewhere.
That's right.
I totally forgot about that till just now. It was like, you know, C-Spot Run, but with Sigmar.
Oh, boy.
That was so good. Okay. So where did Green Warden go when she went in the opposite direction?
She's trying to find the greenest place possible.
So she can color it.
No.
There's a wonderful park where you can feed the pigeons.
I was going to say, it's likely the park.
There's a park or there's the hedge maze up by the palace.
Mm.
Or what's 19 here? Temple of Myrmidia also has.
I feel like carefully manicured gardens would not appeal to Green Warden.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, something more natural the better.
Yes.
So yeah, the Grand Park or something like that?
It doesn't have a name.
The Great Park, yeah.
Yeah. On the map.
If I remember correctly, there was a cadre of no fewer than 5 old men playing chess at the waterside. But that might be a fever dream.
All the time.
I'm going to the park. Where there's green things.
Like Griggs. This is his head.
Griggs' head is green.
He's a mallard.
I didn't know he was a mallard.
Yeah. I thought you knew what animals were.
You're not here. Close your mouth. I actually thought he was a white
cat. I don't know if I'd believe that. She forgot how snakes worked that one time.
That is true.
I got so much crap about that in the Discord, too. Like, I can't believe you didn't give her another role for that. And I was like, it was funny.
It was hilarious and frustrating.
And preventable.
Yeah, it was. She hated everything about the fact that you charmed the snake.
I'm good with animals. You should try it.
But yes, she's going to the park and will likely not talk to any human there in any way, shape, or form, and probably avoid them if she can. But she's not unobservant. So if something is going on, she's paying attention. But really, she's just looking to be around forests and green things because she was just in a mountain and in snow and now this awful place.
All right, while you're chilling there, give me an average cool test.
I don't like that.
Why?
Remember how well I roll every time I roll cool, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how many times I had to run into the forest because I was out of sight and still running away?
Well, yeah, I forgot the rules then.
You said average?
Yeah. Hey, you actually made it.
The 21.
Sweet. Plus 4. So you are able to kind of reacclimate yourself to the natural world. You've been around, like, you know, bladed areas or bare mountains or an airship, and now in the city, like, you're able to kind of reconnect with nature a little bit. If you're down any resolve, you can fill it back up.
All the way? Just one.
All the way.
Oh, sweet.
I don't remember what your motivation is to get resolve back. Wasn't it like kill big things or something?
Destroy sources, destroy chaos.
Yeah.
Combat chaos, something like that.
Retroactive. Mina or Webby, either of you down resolve? I feel like I should give you the same opportunities here.
I do not believe I am.
We know that Lucky's not.
Huh? I don't think I am, but I would request not being given the opportunity either way. I like living on the edge.
Okay.
You're at 3 out of 1. How'd you do that?
No, I have 1 resilience left.
Oh, yep. I can read.
It turns out you can just write whatever you want down on a character sheet.
I do remember that Shaper does that.
He's never going to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Shaper does have, like, what, 11 fortune points right now?
Something like that.
Yeah.
He has an adequate amount, as he would say. Mm-hmm. It's adequate. Sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are able to spend your afternoons doing these things, helping people out, communing with nature, trying not to blow your top at a weird guy with nose picks, talking with priests at the church. If everybody's okay with it, we can say you kind of convene back at the palace for like an hour or a couple hours before to prepare. You did say it's formal. Does anybody need to get clothing?
I probably should.
Yeah, I need a bath and stuff too.
I said we can assume in that time you can like clean up as well.
Yes.
I know Webby's got like his fancy looking stuff. Fancier stuff.
Yeah, I've got my monkey suit.
But like if anybody wanted to go use this opportunity to like buy a new shirt or whatever to try to look a little bit nicer, you can, or if you don't really care that much. I'm assuming Grey Warden would just go in her normal leathers.
She will repair her leathers because it's broken.
Oh, that's remember right. That?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna get a fancy lad outfit.
Another one?
Well, that's been wrecked in so many ways.
Probably, yeah.
I need to go shopping.
I don't remember. I'm curious what like nice clothing would cost generally. Let's see.
If you announce you're going shopping, Green Warden would likely tag along thinking you're getting armor. Fair. You probably aren't. This is not what she wants, but she'll come.
So clothing is 6 silver. Courtly garb is 12 gold.
That's crazy.
You could just get like fine quality clothing. I forget what the like change to price it. I think it's like 10 times or something, but that would obviously be way cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be about 3 gold.
Do they have courtly garb that I would be able to put over my cloak so I don't have to take it off and risk hurting it?
Over your cloak?
Yes.
No.
That sounds awkward.
You're not gonna wear a cloak underneath clothing.
Well, I mean, like,
a cloak is like a cape.
I know.
Okay.
Is it like a courtly robe?
Are you going to wear your cape under your shirt?
Yeah. No. Under my robe.
That's different. But no. Cloaks don't have sleeves. Robes have sleeves. You can't wear a sleeveless cloak under a sleeved robe.
Yeah, you got to take this cloak off if you want to change your clothes.
It's an athletics check.
I'm checking now. It is a challenge. How do you bathe if you don't take it off?
I bathe in it. It's like washing it and me at the same time.
Seems.
And then if the bath gets too deep, I can like fold it up and blow air in it and use it as a flotation device.
This is why I stopped seriously interacting with him. You
can learn a thing or two. Challenging athletics.
I have fortune points. Marvelous. You said average?
Nope.
You said challenging?
Yes.
One success level.
All right. So you don't degrade the cloak. So if you'd failed that, it would have gone down to ward 9 plus instead of 8.
That would have sucked.
So you've taken off the cloak to put on the robe to put the cloak back on?
Probably.
You're wearing that robe now for the rest of ever.
Probably.
Are you going to put the cloak back on or like leave it in your rooms for the party?
I don't trust you. So I am absolutely not leaving it in the room.
I would definitely have hidden it.
Just asking general questions here.
But no, I'll spend the 12 Gs.
Wow, okay.
I'm not. I'm spending 3 gold. But Mina's having a very, like, Julia Roberts pretty woman moment where after she goes to Rodeo Drive and nobody will help her because she's clearly a sex worker, but everyone's, like, super snooty and they're like, we don't have anything for you here. Then she goes back to the hotel and she's like, Bernard, I have all this money, but I have nothing to wear and I need to buy a dress for dinner tonight. And then he helps her out. But Mina is like, I do not know. Do I wear like clothes that say like, yes, I could shish kebab you in one blow? Or do I wear like a dress that says like, I am female? I do not know what to wear.
Do you want the men to gawk at you or do you want to be able to defend yourself?
I would like to be respected and taken seriously.
Your armor.
I feel like this dinner is a serious matter, you know? We are resolving conflict. Many people rely on this.
And you think a flouncy, feathery, lacy piece of dress is going to get respect?
No, but like, you know, I'm thinking like, what do they expect?
The champion to be able to do? Fight.
Well, yes. But wouldn't it be impressive if I could fight in that dress?
No.
That would be kind of...
They're utterly impractical.
What if I wore my armor under my dress?
There's no point to the armor then.
I would wear like all of your armor with like, you know, like just extra stuff on it. Kind of like the Knight Eternal does.
Yeah.
Like that type of deal.
Oh, could I get like...
Like a cape.
Magnets.
Yes.
How do they work?
And like gems and just like throw other things on it to make it look fancy.
I'm pretty sure the Knight Eternal is just capes all the way down.
Yeah.
It just doubles the price being fine quality. So it'd be 12 silver instead of 6 silver.
Okay.
Right? Is that what I said? 6?
I just spent 3 gold. So I'm just buying 3 golds worth of clothes.
That's a lot of stuff.
I don't know.
This is because she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Buy a nicer hat.
Okay. I do have my... Okay.
Oh, yeah. Buff the armor, fix the armor, wear the armor.
So yeah, you can you get fine quality clothing that looks a bit nicer, but it's not like not as fancy as what Lucky has.
Yeah.
You can get a new hat of whatever kind you want.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll get a different color.
Where's the tiara?
I'll put the tiara on the new hat, you know? Like, get away from the witch hunter hat. Yeah?
Yeah, you changed your hat since you've been in the city. Right, you've been wearing your witch hunter hat.
Yeah, because people were getting freaked out.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a different color hat.
What color?
Maybe like brown instead of black.
Not what I expected. I thought you were going to be like green or something.
Let's get festive.
Brown is festive?
More festive, you know. I don't know. Like, I don't want to get too crazy.
I can hear Dan writing the summary right now. Yep. Lucky colors in a book. Mina buys fancy clothes. Webby fights about nose picks.
That's a good one. Green
Warden hides in the woods.
I only have one for Lucky, so that was a good one. I just wrote Mina gets festive.
Lucky colors in books. Yeah. How is Lucky coloring not the tagline for him this episode?
Lucky color. Green Warden knows what animals are. Lucky colors. Mina gets festive, and Webby has mutual hatred.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I will roll a d6, and that will help decide the color of my hat.
Okay.
On the Reggie Biff scale.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
I assume that this is representing Mina closing her eyes, spinning in a circle with her index finger out.
Red.
Oh, a red hat.
Ooh.
That's very fitting.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been so funny if you rolled purple.
Why?
Like the purple hand? People are always wearing something with purple.
Oh, shoot, yeah. Well, red works out well because that's appealing to my corn side.
Oh, yeah. You haven't run into the cult with red in quite a while.
Yeah.
We've run into them? I almost thought we hadn't.
There's a rainbow cult? What? It's a cult for every color.
There was a red one.
When?
It'll be, I'll give some kind of meta point bonus if somebody can remember.
I know I can't win that.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
You've had 6 years to listen to this show.
What book was it in?
Death on the Reich.
That's the second book?
Yes. I like Tim's thinking face staring at the ceiling.
Tim can keep thinking while she's out.
Actually, I'm not going to actually give a reward for it because I just remembered that Ben wasn't here yet either. So
was it a brief stop that we made at that?
Reward. I don't care.
Wait. Was it when we stopped near the observatory and Mina shot that one dude in the face? And not Elrond. Who was the nerd that was in the first?
If you hadn't said Elrond, I would have been able to tell you. Now it left my head.
Elminster.
No.
Like Elrond Hubbard.
Ezekiel.
What? What was his name? It definitely started with an E.
Yeah, Bruno was super into him for zero reason.
Yeah, he was. Oh, what was his name? It was... Why aren't you here?
It was the Cult of the Red Crown.
Elmer.
Did you just like Google search Red Warhammer Cult?
Red Cult in Death on the Reich.
I could have done that and gotten the point then. Damn it. I didn't know it was allowed.
Ernst.
Operate as a guerrilla force recruiting mutants and beastmen to violently overthrow the Empire.
Hmm.
You had learned Itelka was part of the Red Crown. That's why she was working with goblins.
So I had the right group?
I think so, yeah.
And
Ash. Yeah, because Itelka was.
Yeah, because Ernst was working with her as well.
Yep.
So. Oh, here we go. Yep. Itelka Hersen. Hertzen.
Hey, quit looking up the lore.
We already did this book.
I know.
We didn't.
There's actually in the companion book for Empire and Ruins, there's like an alternate thing you could add if somehow Itelka and or Ertz survived Death on the Reich to have them like come back one more time.
Oh, that's cool.
That's kind of neat.
That's cool.
Like the Grave Lord.
There's a cool picture of them. Yeah.
You know what else is neat? Something that you're going to have to listen to episode 386 to find out. Bye, everybody.
Music. We're going to have the dinner next episode in 324. God, I hope it doesn't take till 380 something to have this dinner.
I got a lot of coloring to do.
I mean, you're the one who gave us the 9 hours to hang out in town, Dan. Yeah.
You did this to yourself. Yeah.